This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
3, 2, 1.
Live from Los Angeles.
It's the PHP.
The Perez Hilton
Podcast.
We're my man.
Chris Booker.
It's Booker, baby.
And the one and only world famous Perez.
Perez Hilton.
It's the PHP.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the PHP. I'm Booker. Peace, Perez. Happy New Year.
That's, first of all, fake.
Well, you bitched a couple of days ago, so I had 4 days to work on it, and I thought that was pretty good. Come on.
Yeah, but it was fake. You couldn't even give me real enthusiasm.
That was real, genuine enthusiasm.
You're bad at lying. You're bad. There's a reason you're not an actor, and I am. I am mostly good, although I'm a little sad because my mom is away. She is in Miami with my sister celebrating the baby shower that I wasn't invited to.
You still mad about that?
No, I'm not. Whatever. I'm not mad.
Whatever.
I just miss my mom. I'm too attached to her. And actually, I'm having a bit of an existential crisis over this because my sister's baby is due right around my birthday. And actually, this is a really good topic. I would love for you guys to call in. Because this is one of those things where I already asked my sister and she's like, oh, it's not a big deal. But I think that women or men would even lie. You know, people lie and say one thing, but secretly want you to do the other. It's like relationships, you know? So my sister's baby is due end of March, right around my birthday and during my kids' spring break. And this year, now we're in it. I got to remember that. I wanted to celebrate my birthday in Vegas because last year I celebrated my birthday in Miami. But I don't know. Like, I'm concerned or afraid to I don't even know. Maybe I have to just play it. It's just expensive if you wait.
You
last
are so
minute.
Self-centered. It's so ridiculous. Like, why? First of all, why do you have to plan? It's not like you're 50. It's not even like you're 40. It's a birthday. Don't go anywhere. Why do you have to go somewhere? And like your sister's thing, don't plan anything except for your sister's baby. That's it. That's the answer.
You didn't understand. Maybe I didn't express myself well.
To everyone listening, it sounds like you're worried that you can't go do what you want to do because the baby may be coming.
No. Well, yes and no. But it's not about me and my birthday. It's about my kids and spring break. So last spring break, we celebrated in Miami, or we went away in Miami. Parents with kids for spring break, not all of them, but a lot of them like to go away during spring break.
No, they don't. Most people stay home, dude. Only rich people go away during spring break. You're so out of touch sometimes.
I wanted to go away during spring break. There you go.
Once again, it's about you. It's not about your kids. It's not about the baby that's coming.
It is about my kids.
You. No, it's not. It's about your break on spring break.
No, it's about my kids.
Because your kids are out.
Yeah, exactly.
So what? If it's about your kids, what are you worried about? Your kids are going to be happy if they're at home or away. They don't care. They just want to be with you. Your kids don't need to travel.
There's just more different things to do in Vegas that we haven't done. New things, blah, blah, blah. Whatever. It's not like if I keep them here, they'll be able to see the baby. Like, my sister doesn't even want visitors. If the baby's born early or on time, like, she doesn't really want other kids or babies or people even visiting for the first few weeks. So it's like a catch 22. Like,
it's about you.
Well, there's nothing wrong with being selfish either.
It's fine if you just admit that this whole thing is about you being selfish.
There's nothing wrong. There's absolutely nothing wrong with being selfish. People should be selfish. I'm a very selfless person. Most of the time.
You keep telling yourself
that. I am. I go above and beyond for my family. Don't mock me. I am. I say that with the most sincerity. I am the best father. I'm the best son. And I'm a great brother as well. But it is important to be selfish too. And, you know, it's important to also have fun. So fuck you. Anyways, call me and let us know what you think I should do. I think I just decided as I was talking about it. I think it'll just be like I'm also trying, as I've spoken on the podcast, I'm trying not to spend too much money. You know, that's why I wanted to try to resolve it sooner than later. Because if you book things in advance, you get cheaper prices. But if my sister's baby hasn't gotten around by the time spring break comes, we can just head to Vegas and then just come back early when the baby comes.
Nobody cares. Let's start the show.
Anyways, but would that be a bad look if I went? I don't think so. Anyways.
I think you need to be at the hospital the day that the kid pops out.
Well, yeah, that's when I find out the baby's coming, I'll just come back to LA. Yeah, I think that's what I've just decided. All right. Anyways, we ended our last show with somebody calling and asking a question about Camila Cabello. Well, unfortunately, I've got a an unsurprising and not positive update on Camila Cabello, unfortunately. According to new statistics or reports, information, whatever you want to call it, Camila's tour, the romance tour, which kicks off this summer, is not doing well. In fact, it's doing so poorly that 50% of the tickets remain unsold. And they went on sale over a month ago or something like that. You know, if it's a hot tour, it'll either sell out right away or... That's not always true. Like, the Taylor Swift stadium tour wasn't an instant sellout, but that's also stadiums, and she had insanely high ticket prices. I don't know. I'm not that worried. I think that, you know, she and her team will find ways to sell out the rest of the 50% of tickets. Fully expect to see them on Groupon or however. Yeah. So I would even wait. I'd say, if you want to go, wait till a couple of weeks before your show and get the cheapest possible seats. You might be even able to get them at less than face value.
Wow.
I would not be surprised. We forgot to talk about this last podcast. Wanted to give a congratulations to Cameron Diaz and her husband, Benji Madden, on the birth of their first child together, a girl named Radix. I love that name. Radix is the name and Rad is the nickname.
Sounds like something that you'd get rid of mice with.
I love it. I was at a party recently with my friends, and they asked me, I was with a friend from New York hanging out recently, not at a party. I was trying to remember where. And he asked me, you know, if you had another boy, what would you have called him? And since I'm not going to have any more kids, unfortunately, I mean, maybe I just won't use this name then. If I had another boy, I would have named him Machu.
Machu?
Yeah, Machu.
So you want that kid to be unemployed forever.
Like Machu Picchu. I just liked Machu.
Oh, God.
Well, thankfully, I didn't have a kid, another boy.
Thank God.
I did not name him Machu, but you're just a hater who hates names. I love Radix. What do you guys think? Do you like Radix? Call and let us know. 800-721-1185. I think it's adorable.
If you've got rats and you want them to go away, you get Radix.
Not with a T, with a D.
Whatever. It still sounds like rat poison.
No, it doesn't. Ugh. Anyways, Benji and Cameron did not reveal anything really substantial about the baby outside of her name. They didn't reveal exactly when she was born. They didn't reveal any photo. I'm going to guess that she used a surrogate.
Yeah, she did.
Well,
she was just on vacation over Thanksgiving, and there were pictures on TMZ. I only know that because my friend was with them.
Your friend was with them?
Yeah, I've got a friend that's pretty tight with that group. And I just saw the pictures, but I didn't ask about anything like that. But my assumption is from looking at those pictures from over Thanksgiving, which was 1 month before Christmas, I didn't notice that she was pregnant. I think I would have noticed that, especially at 8 months or 7 months or...
Yeah, no, I agree. That's why I... But I don't, you know, but...
Yeah, whatever. Maybe she did. But I don't know anything inside her on
yeah,
that
Yeah, they did not specify one way or another purposefully. So I don't have any information either. So congratulations to them. New year, same Kanye being stupid. Kanye West, while speaking at a homeless shelter and being there with his Sunday service, defended mm-hmm. last year's comments by T.I., Hyman Gate, his daughter's Hyman drama. I'm sure everybody remembers that. Kanye called that God approved, and that the devil was trying to take that sound bite and, you know, misconstrue it and blah, 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 blah.
When T.I. himself said he was just joking, as I predicted that that's what he was doing, just joking. He was trying to be funny and it's completely out of touch, as most celebrities are, and doesn't understand that. That's not a thing that you would say about your daughter. It's not funny on any platform.
Wait, to go back to what you said 3 minutes ago, it's mm-hmm. not about wealthy people going away on spring break. When I was growing up, this is one of the reasons why I also like going away during spring break. That's what I used to do when I was young. And my family was very, very middle class. But we would go and get a cheap flight and stay at an all-inclusive resort in Cancun that was very inexpensive. Or we'd go to Disney World or something like that.
Over spring break?
Yeah.
It's like a weekend.
No, it's like 9 days. Hmm. You get a whole week off. From school. You didn't get a week off from school for spring break?
I don't think so.
You didn't?
I feel like it was like four, like you'd get like a Thursday, Friday deal off.
Oh, no.
Now, college, I remember. College, of course, you get a full on like, you know, 2 weeks off, I think, or a week and a half or whatever it was.
But. Well, I went to religious school growing up. And they would give us a week off. And my kids go to an independent school and they get a week off and blah, 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 blah. But it's not, you know, I like I said, I grew up very, very, very middle class and we used to go away for spring break. So anyways, T.I., blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about some music news very briefly, because I don't really care about her that much. But I actually, well, I don't not care about her either. She's just not been able to crack through. Hailee Steinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
And she's been trying for over 5 years to make it as a musician and hasn't. But her label believes in her and they haven't dropped her. So that's something. And she's been releasing singles and EPs for 5 years and has yet to release an album.
Mm-hmm.
You know, new rules, as Dua Lipa says. But Hailee mm-hmm. Steinfeld just released a new song called Wrong Direction. And it's about Niall Horan, her ex-boyfriend.
Oh, wow.
You haven't heard the song?
No.
I actually really like the song. Although, I don't want to like it because... If we're to believe the song, it could also be artistic license and not true. But if we were to believe mm-hmm. the song, she infers that Niall cheated on her.
Hmm.
He does not seem like the kind of guy that would cheat.
Why not?
I don't know. He seems like a really nice guy.
What does that have to do with anything? He's young and wanted by millions of beautiful young people. It's probably hard not to cheat.
Well, I don't want to believe it.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the fact. When you're young, you're dumb, and your penis makes most of your decisions.
Well, you should listen to the song. I like it. It's a good one.
Okay.
Although the title is so stupid.
Nothing's worse than yummy.
This one's a pretty close second. It's called Wrong Direction.
Like One Direction?
Yeah. Wrong Direction.
That's pretty funny because he was in 1D. Come on, that is, it's got to be about him. There's no way that it's not.
Yeah, that's not funny. That's just stupid.
No, that's funny to me.
No, that's...
I went the wrong direction.
That's stupid.
I find that funny.
Of course you would. Anyways, from that drama to some, not drama, but keeping an eye out on this conspiracy theory for you guys. There is speculation that Meghan Markle is pregnant again. That's why she's been hiding out and laying low. She's not been seen in public since at least November. And the only photo we saw of the Sussexes over the Christmas and New Year's break was a photo of Harry and Prince and baby Archie. So that sounds plausible to me. I'll keep an eye out on that for you guys. Oh.
What?
Well, this is good because it's buried deep in the podcast. So not super deep, but it's buried in the podcast. So only the most loyal listeners will hear it. And it's also the second show of the week. I'll tell you what after I tell you the story. So Lindsay Lohan is doing many things. I like it. She's keeping herself busy. She's just done a second season of The Masked Singer in Australia. And she also revealed in a new interview that she is managing her sister, Aliana Lohan, whom I think is still a singer or wants to be a singer or whatever. Anyways, she said that she's coming back to America this year and is going to start filming again, but she did not specify what. So
I think she's going to be filming on her iPhone.
So I was with my sister recently and I got a phone call from a weird number that I did not recognize. And if it's an 800 number or something like that, I clearly just won't answer it. But it was a call from an Australian number. And I'm like, who's calling me from Australia? So I told my sister to pick it up. And she picks up the phone and then she puts it on mute and she tells me, it's Lindsay Lohan. And I'm like, what?
Yeah.
So I get the call and I start talking to her and she's like, hey, in her very raspy voice.
When you went, hey, I actually could kind of hear her voice.
She's like, hey, I just wanted to call to let you know that I'm going to be in LA. I don't want to give away details because I don't want to, like, you know, maybe she told me something in confidence, but she's like, I'm going to be in LA doing something.
Well, first of all, she's calling you. She wants everyone to know, okay? Like you're her best friend. Of course, I think this is public for public consumption if she's calling you to tell you.
Well, we have we've known each other for 12
years. No, I know that. I know that.
We communicate on the regular, like we'll slide into each other's DMs and things like that. But so that was the weird thing. Like we do communicate on the regular and we'll like DM each other. So it was odd to me that she called me. She's like, anyways, I'm going to be in LA and I'm doing something there and I want to do something with you and only with you, not anybody else, exclusively with you. And I'm like, okay, cool. That's awesome. And then like, you know, I just like ask questions and then I'm like, so when do you plan on doing this? And she's like, oh, around May or June. And then we wrap up the conversation and my brain just starts racing. I'm like, why call me now?
Right.
To tell me something for May or June.
Right. 5 to 6 months away.
That was just really weird. And my sister's like, as soon as I heard her voice, I knew it was her because she has such a distinct voice. So.
Right. Yeah.
Anyways, that was just a little funny tidbit I thought I would share. But I actually am excited for a hopeful Lindsay Lohan comeback. And I send her the best and hopefully she can make it happen. Fingers crossed. Hmm. You know, not just because I have to go tinkle in the middle of the night. It happens with age. But I often have a hard time staying asleep. I fall asleep easily, but staying asleep can be difficult. But Purple Mattress is revolutionary for sleep. Truly, it is scientifically groundbreaking. Purple is a mattress company that was founded by two brothers who've been developing cushioning technology for 30 years on things like medical beds and wheelchairs. They decided to use their patented comfort technology in 2016 to create Purple, the world's most scientific mattress. The Purple mattress will probably feel different than anything you've ever experienced because it uses this brand new material that was developed by an actual rocket scientist. It's not like the memory foam you're used to. The Purple material feels very unique because it's both firm and soft at the same time. So it keeps everything supported while still feeling really comfortable. Plus, it's breathable. You can get it now with a 100-night risk-free trial, and if you're not fully satisfied, you can return your mattress for a full refund. It comes backed by a 10-year warranty and free shipping and returns, plus free in-home setup and mattress removal. All you have to do right now to also get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress is text Perez to 8488. The only way to get this free pillow is to text Perez to 8488. That's P-E-R-E-Z to 84888. Message and data rates may apply. New year, still ongoing drama for Lori Loughlin, and it seems like she has finally accepted that she is going to be going to jail. So much so that she hired an expert, according to reports, to train her on how to survive in prison.
She'll be going to a country club. What's she going to have to survive?
I did not know that these so-called prison experts existed, but
yeah,
good on her. At least she's being proactive. But maybe she should be even more proactive and cut a damn deal.
I would say that's what she's doing. She's decided that she's going to try to cut a deal, and she knows that jail time is going to be involved in any deal. So maybe she's just getting ahead of it. That could be still what's happening.
Maybe. Well, we shall see. It's still, a story that's not finished. All right. On to some really wacky news. I had never seen this before. This might divide our listeners, or they might just say, I do that too. Gene Simmons of the legendary rock band Kiss puts ice cubes in his milk when he's eating cereal. Because he wants the milk to stay really cold.
Right.
That's just weird to me.
It's not to me because I put ice in milk.
You do?
I do. Now, I don't drink milk that often, but if I was to have milk, if I was on a whim going to drink milk, or when I used to drink milk, I always would put ice in milk.
That's so bizarre. I mean, when you take milk out of the fridge, it's already really cold.
I guess I like it really cold.
It's already really cold when you take it out of the fridge.
I guess I like it colder, like ice cream.
Oh, then just get a...
Eat ice cream.
Make a milkshake. I don't know.
Right.
That's just weird to me. Cause like,
it is weird.
Well, because...
I guess it's not that weird to me.
Because you're also watering down your milk.
Well, maybe he's a very slow eater. You know, me, I eat so fast, it wouldn't... There's no point. Like, the milk's so cold, I just blow through any meal anyhow. So maybe that's it.
Anyways, that was weird to me. All right. Booker has not had a chance yet to see The Bachelor, but The Bachelor is back. Peter Weber is the new Bachelor. Next week, he will fill us in. You still plan on watching, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Next week, he will fill us in on everything Bachelor related. But you've had a really busy week with your new show, right? Something about lots of meetings and BS. But I do want to talk about something Bachelor related without having seen it. And that is that the new Bachelor, Peter Weber, he's a pilot. He's also 28 years old. So he's almost 30 and gainfully employed. He still lives at home with his parents. Do you think that's weird?
He's a pilot, which means he spends a lot of time in hotel rooms. He's probably working 4 to 5 days a week in another place. And when he comes back, he just says, screw it, I'm staying here. Millennials, that's the thing that they do now. They stay at home. They're in the nest much longer than they used to be. It is a little weird for 28. Maybe his parents are older. I don't know. That is kind of odd. Seeing where he lives, because doesn't he live out by like Brittany and stuff? It's not really close to the airport either.
He does? I don't know.
Yeah, I think he's from like Thousand Oaks, I want to say. Now, maybe he's moved since, or his family has, but I believe that's where he's from, which doesn't really make it easy to get to the airport from there either. So I don't know.
I don't think it's weird at all. And it should also be noted that his mother is Cuban. And in Latino families, it's very common to stay in your family home until you get married. And then it's also very common after you get married in your house to invite your parents to live with you. That's what my mom did. Her mother and father lived with my dad and me in our family home. And now my mom lives with us too. So I don't think it's weird. I think it's beautiful. I think it's wonderful that he has such a close relationship with his parents. And I mean, the only thing, well, I don't know. I don't know. I was thinking about it. Like, would I make my kids help pay my mortgage or whatever? I don't know.
He probably does. Maybe it's paid off at this point. I mean, his parents are probably in their late 60s.
Yeah, I would think.
Early 60s, maybe.
I would expect my 28-year-old to contribute in a meaningful way while staying at home. Like, mm-hmm. you know, taking care of this or that or whatever. Like, not just, quote, freeloading. But it's so funny. Like, I was just yesterday, my son came over to me and he asked, I don't even know what prompted this to me to think of this. He came over to me yesterday and he asked, Dad, how old were you when you got your first cell phone? And I said, I was 20. And he's like, well, how old am I going to be when I get a cell phone? And I'm like, I don't know, maybe 15 or... And he's like, well, am I going to be 20? And I'm like, that's even better. You'll be 20 when you get your first cell phone. So I don't know. My kid will be 20 getting his first cell phone and living at home till he's 28. And I've had a crazy week just as Booker. So let's take some calls.
This is Cassie from South Florida regarding Camila Cabello. First of all, I think it's very telling that she has all of those racist comments. You can look through, if I became a celebrity, you could go all the way back into my comments and you would never find anything like that. So really, I don't care how young you are.
Ooh.
That's still quite telling. And Perez is absolutely right. I had no idea about any of those remarks until, you know, they were brought to the light, not by her, but I don't think her reaction is helping. Just shut up. All right, bye.
Just shut up.
I like her.
I like that.
That was good energy.
I like how she says Cabela.
Hi, guys. This is Sarah from Arizona. I wanted to comment on the whole Beyonce thing, someone taking the Jay-Z's, hitting the phone out of the hand. If you watch the video very closely, it looks to me like Beyonce points to Jay-Z to get his attention so that he'll take the phone from dude. I watched it like 100 times and I swear she notices it first, points to him like, hey, handle this, and then after that Jay-Z takes the phone or slaps it out of his hand or whatever he does. But I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. That's what I saw. I think it was Beyonce. She doesn't want to look like the bad guy, so why not have Jay-Z handle it for her? Anyway, thanks, guys. Love you.
Yeah, that makes sense to me. You know, Beyonce is a lot like Queen Elizabeth. She really thinks she's God's gift to this earth and royal. And mm-hmm. Queen Elizabeth also has code that she speaks in. I think I've said this in the podcast before. She's got code that she speaks in to her staff whenever she wants somebody mm-hmm. to come in and end a conversation, or she wants to leave early or whatever. So, like, you know, Beyonce and Jay-Z are in sync and tight. And by the way, that was at Diddy's 50th birthday party that she was talking about. That
Oh, was it?
Yeah, we spoke about it in the podcast before.
Yeah, I just didn't remember that's what it was.
That Jay-Z took the guy's phone away who was taking video of Beyonce, blah, 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 blah. Anyways.
I told you that I finished The Crown, right? It got really good, but they touch upon that a little bit. The cues that she has with her staff, they sort of acknowledge that in the third season of The Crown. So it's kind of interesting that that you brought that up, but it's really good. I really enjoyed the third season. And by the way, I should mention too, because everyone was talking about it over the break. We should have talked about this Monday, but You is back. That show with Penn Badgley, season two, came out on Netflix right over the holiday. So everyone watched that. It was okay. It wasn't as good as the first season. I think a lot of people weren't liking the second season, but I don't know. I thought it was kind of fun. I liked the character. He's creepy. He did a good job. I liked it. It was pretty good.
What was it? Oh, I had a video that I shot of Penn Badgley, the star of that show, 7 years ago that mm-hmm. just went viral thanks to the season two of the show.
Huh.
He came over to my house and performed in my backyard, and that video now has been getting tens of thousands of views every day. So thank you. And also, since you mentioned The Crown, I was surprised. You know, Netflix always is kind of vague and doesn't really reveal accurate or specific viewership numbers. But they do reveal, like, this show is our most watched ever, or this or that or the other. And they released mm-hmm. their list of top 10 shows for 2019. And The mm-hmm. Crown was not on there.
Well, it's in the third season. And like I'd said, season two kind of blew a little bit. But I just wanted to tell the fans that season three does turn back around, and it is indeed pretty good.
I read that Gillian Anderson of The X-Files is going to be on the next season of The Crown. She's going to be playing Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, huh.
Yeah, cool.
Can't wait. All right, one more call.
All right.
Hi, Perez and Booker. It's Siri from Northern Virginia. So this last episode you guys dropped, you guys were talking about how you sometimes don't necessarily like Chrissy Teigen. And I just wanted to ask you guys, did you hear about the Twitter Q&A she did where she like uncovered like a lot of like, you know, celebrity secrets, and like they're more like, you know, logistical questions that like people wonder. And I thought it was really interesting, and I feel like even though you guys, you know, might not like her sometimes, it'd be interesting for you guys to check it out. Like, she just brought to light things, like, for example, someone asked, how the frick do most celebrities travel on planes? Are you ever just hustling through the airport trying to make it to your gate on time? And then she said, there's a terminal a mile from the airport that you pay membership for. They do the same security privately and take you to the plane in a car. And, yeah, just stuff like that, which I thought, like, kind of interesting. I don't know. Maybe you guys already know, you know, that kind of stuff. But, yeah, just wanted to bring it to your guys' attention. Anyways, love you guys. Love the show. Bye.
Yeah, we spoke about Chrissy Teigen twice in December on two episodes. In one mm-hmm. of those, I mentioned that, and I specifically brought up during that Twitter Q&A that Chrissy Teigen mentioned the thing she misses most now that she's a celebrity is going to the supermarket. And we both made fun of her for that because she's not too famous to go to the supermarket.
Right. She's definitely not.
But I still like her. I still like her more than I don't like her.
Right.
So there's that. And she's still probably liked more than I am. That's for sure.
All right. 800-721-1185. We'll do this again in a couple of days. Everybody have a happy new year and take care.
See ya.
So you're saying with Hilton Honors, I can use points for a free night stay anywhere?
Anywhere.
What about fancy places like the Canopy in Paris?
Yeah, Hilton Honors, baby.
Or relaxing sanctuaries like the Conrad in Tulum?
Hilton Honors, baby.
Ooh, what about the 5-star Waldorf Astoria in the Maldives?
Are you going to do this for all 7,000 hotels and resorts?
When you want points that can take you anywhere, it matters where you stay. Hilton for the stay.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.